The Big Red Bench.
What a game, Amber. The atmosphere was absolutely phenomenal, and to score a goal to win it for Ireland, how unbelievable did that feel for you?
Yeah, it was, again, another moment I'll definitely never forget. But I think, first and foremost, though, I have to say the support. I don't know what it is about Cork. There's something in the air about Cork. And it's just worked so well for us. And, you know, a few weeks ago we were talking about in the last camp, we said that the Dutch won't like coming to Cork. And whatever it is about us down here, the pitch was in absolutely immaculate condition and just an unbelievable game. Just end-to-end at times as well, which is not really what you want as well. But I think we're absolutely delighted to be coming away with 3 points there.
Yeah, I'm 3 for 3 here. Do you want to play all your games in Cork now?
Do you know what, honestly, I wouldn't mind to try and get a wee stadium built up in Donegal and bring you all up there as well.
Yeah,
see how we go. Nobody will like the North Atlantic up there now, but look, it's, yeah, brilliant. The fans were absolutely incredible. Even when girls are coming in there 10, 15 minutes ago, you know, young ones still out the front row getting absolutely drenched, and they didn't care. And we wouldn't be where we are without them. So, you know, we're very, very proud of the fans we have, and by God, we're very lucky to have them as well.
Ciara, such an atmosphere today, over 12,000 at the stadium, and to score a goal, just how did it feel?
Yeah, it's very special. I always say scoring in Ireland is always, in the kit, is always special. Scoring in Ireland is extra special, but my papa is from Cork, and so I said today, I was like, you know what, I have a goal in this game for me, and for my papa, so thank you, Tony. So yeah, I'd like to say that. My auntie Tess is here as well, so special to score in front of her.
I'm here in Páirc Chaoimh with Ireland legend Megan Campbell, and she is known for her long throw-ins. What can you say about that performance, Megan?
Unbelievable. I think from start to finish, the girls were fantastic. They worked tirelessly for each other on and off the ball. Everything from tackles to clearances to obviously great finishes and bounce back from conceding twice. Just fantastic. So proud of the team.
Yeah, it's like nothing was stopping them at all. They just kept going. Like, but I honestly have to say, I never had a doubt that they were going to end up winning it. Because it was just, they just went and they'd score. Yeah. Like, after that penalty, like, first the crowd went insane. I was speechless. It was unbelievable to hear. But to go and score, like, Abby Larkin, unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the bounce back and how quick they bounced back as well after conceding really changed the atmosphere within the stadium. And I think it put the Netherlands on edge because they probably thought they were on the upper hand and they had momentum after scoring that penalty. And obviously then we went at the other end and scored within, 2 minutes? And straight away the crowd were back and they're loud as ever. And yeah, the girls obviously were really positive from start to finish. The substitutes that were made by the staff, everything was so positive, and the confidence within the team just showed that on the pitch, then you're able to together go and get that result, and it was fantastic.
And Amber Barrett, things are really starting to sound a bit familiar here. She loves drama. She loves the World Cup.
She just loves a good celebration, doesn't she? Fantastic. Amber, obviously, great professional, doesn't always get the minutes that, you know, maybe some strikers wouldn't be happy with. And, you know, she keeps her head down. She always works hard and selfless for the team. When she gets the opportunity, she knows she has to take it. And those minutes maybe are few and far between for her, but her role in the team is to come on and make an impact, and that's certainly what she done tonight.
Definitely, but I just think there's something special about Cork, and I could sound so biased right now because, as you could tell, I'm very much from Cork. But you have to agree with me, 3 for 3, and you played your last game here.
Yeah, 100%. I love playing here the last two times. I've been a part of the squad down in Páirc Chaoimh. It's been unbelievable. The weather was a little bit nicer those two times I played, I must say. But tonight, the crowd, even with the rain and the way the wind was, they never went quiet. They always stood behind the girls, and how loud they were when we scored the 3 goals. It was just fantastic. I think I said to whether we go straight to Brazil and we need friendlies before we go there, or we get the playoffs, we need to play down here again, because I think we should be here more often. It's fantastic.
Shiva, I think she was phenomenal today. She would be my personal woman of the match.
Yeah, she was brilliant. I think tireless. Every player was, to be fair, tireless throughout the game. But her especially, her work rate. She wasn't probably on the ball a lot as maybe in previous games, but her work rate off the ball was incredible. And yeah, everyone worked hard for each other, but she just had that little bit extra, and her legs, they never stopped running. She was incredible. Little tackles, disrupting Netherlands football, trying to combine, and she was always there to break things up. So it was really good, positive to see.
100%. And I have to say, Courtney Brosnan, she was very composed in goal. She was very unlucky not to get to the penalty, and the Irish fans did try to get her there, but unfortunately it just wasn't for it. But we won 3-2 because she did unreal in goal.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Courtney's the ultimate professional, brilliant person before player, and obviously that transpires onto the pitch. And what a leader she is, commanding from the back and coming up with massive saves when called upon. And in those moments in games, you know that they're going to have chances. The Netherlands are a top, top team, and her role is to step up and defend her goal. And she did that incredibly tonight.
Definitely. So hopefully we will be seeing you in Cork soon. Thanks so much, Megan.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.